I'm Kurt Anderson, and we have brought Studio 360 to Coney Island. My guests today are John Flansburgh and John Linnell. In other words, the wonderful band They Might Be Giants. They have been playing together for more than 20 years, and on the Studio 360 boombox here on the beach today, I've got what is now, surely, their best-known song.
Yes, wow, that's loud.
Cool,
the man is the beach.
Appropriate.
And that's, of course, is You're Not the Boss of Me, which is the theme song for Malcolm in the Middle. Both of you live in Brooklyn?
Yes.
That's right.
And here we are in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you guys regular Coney Island habitués?
Yeah, I came here last year to go to the Coney Island Museum, which is a whole other kind of cultural center, but that's a real nighttime freak show rather than the daytime Coney Island boardwalk freak show. But Coney Island is so different than a lot of other
freak shows.
Beach places, you know, it's very bluesy in a way.
I've come here in the wintertime, and it's a really rarefied scene here then, because most everything is shut, but it's got a real vibe, you know. And also, you know, we take our kid to the aquarium down here. That's usually the reason for coming.
People talk at all kinds of beaches and all kinds of islands about, oh, winter is the time to be there. To me, I mean, as I've revealed my sense of the sort of imminence of death on beaches anyway.
Yeah, right.
Winter really just seems like
it's a dark scene.
Yeah.
It's very
winter in Maine. It really gets you to the, you know, the Katharine Hepburn in your soul.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, we're East Coast people, and you know, we're not player haters. We, you know, we love the West Coast and everything. But there is something very seasonal about the life on the beach on the East Coast. And I think, you know, loving the beach as a New Englander is like, it's not that different than being a Red Sox fan or something. You know, ultimately, it's going to go terribly wrong come September.
You obviously work hard. You tour a lot. You make music. You have now made this new film, Gigantic, the documentary celebrating yourselves and your lives. In Gigantic, this film, among other things, it depicts you as being really nice to fans. Is that just because you're nice guys, or
we're not particularly nice to fans? I mean, I think there's like sort
so
of
those
like
are the fake scenes, I guess.
Those were staged. Yeah.
We're respectful of fans. I think we're respectful of the idea of an audience in the abstract, which I think is a much more recessive trait in performers. I like to think that like there's a good chance that there's somebody out there who's like in the audience who's like as smart or probably smarter than we are. You know, so. You know, we kind of regulate our behavior by that. But in terms of, like, doing the sort of country music, like, shake hands and, like, you know...
Pose.
Yeah, I mean, well, we shake hands and pose, but we don't... But beyond that, it's like we don't really pretend to be anybody's...
Yeah, I guess it's such an artificial experience. And the only time we get to talk to people who are fans are in this really weird, overheated environment.
There's also a wonderful moment in the film... a piece of tape from when you were playing on The Tonight Show with Doc Severinsen.
Right.
Was that just sort of goofy and wonderful to...
It was very exciting.
It was utterly nerve-wracking. At the time, it seemed like a disaster, and seeing the clip in AJ's movie was a big surprise, because my memory was that we had completely screwed it up. We played the thing really fast, and it just seemed like the most nerve-wracking experience of our lives. And actually, we looked very comfortable on the screen for some reason.
And, of course, in that instance, you played with the whole brass section, and I'm very happy to report that you've brought a big brass section today.
Yes, including Mark Pender from The Conan Show. So that'll be cool.
Let's head over to the Coney Island Museum, where your band is. And we get to walk toward this amazing vista of new and old and kind of crappy and wonderful Astroland, rocket ships, and a great Ferris wheel. It's
Wonder Wheel. But the cyclone is no longer with us, is it?
No, that's the cyclone right there.
That wooden roller coaster.
Which is so dwarfed by modern, gigantic Six Flags style roller coaster.
Yeah.
But much more terrifying if you've ridden it, because
it's much more dangerous.
Because it's made out of wood, it makes way more racket, and you have a real sense that you could very easily die.
Yeah.
and pacifiers off.
See, but this, it seems to me now that it has sort of, it is not as decrepit as it was a few years ago. It's right at the, at a good level of ramshackleness.
Right.
Not too slick, but not too depressingly messed up.
Well, Coney Island and Asbury Park and all these other kind of East Coast places, they're always getting the, like, oh, it's coming back. And you never know what to think, you know. Is it, like, is it really going to come back?
Was it ever there?
Right. Yeah.
It's right. Like big bands are always coming back.
Right. You never really known it when it was there.
When it was officially okay. Apparently, I mean, when it started, it was considered this incredibly disreputable place. Because originally it was where sailors came to visit prostitutes, I guess, and I don't know what else. But
and
it was
for the record, I see no sailors or prostitutes.
Yeah, they've moved on.
No,